Please pray with me. Lord, thank you for the good work that you do, for being a God that keeps his promises and pursues his children. I pray you calm my nerves and give me a peace that passes understanding as I share the work you've done in my life. Please speak through me tonight. I pray that my words would glorify you in your name. Amen. Hi, I'm Bailey. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from approval of man. As early as I can remember, I had a resentment. Hey, guys, I'm a little nervous. As early as I can remember, I had a resentment towards having to go to church every time the doors were open. It was never an option, and oftentimes the car rides to church were full of impatience and yelling, yet regaining our composure to continue the facade of being a picture-perfect family. My memory of my family talking about God or Jesus was to shame us by saying if we didn't follow the rules, God would be angry or disappointed with us. My father had high standards and was a disciplinarian, and I remember often feeling like a failure, a disappointment, and a burden. By my teen years, my low self-worth had become a monster. I found myself seeking the approval of everyone around me, especially from men. I carried a heavy burden of trying to be good enough, especially for my dad. At 16, I was introduced to alcohol and taken advantage of by an extended family member while under the influence. After this, my life started spiraling out of control, and I coped with the pain in all the wrong ways. I became rebellious and numbed myself with alcohol to help get through school and work. I purged often to relieve the unrelenting stomach pain from the anxiety, shame, and disgust I was feeling. Keep losing my place. Self-harm became a way to mask the emotional pain by inflicting physical pain on myself. It was easier to endure than the emotional pain. Being an extreme introvert with low self-esteem, I found myself at college feeling alone and anxious. I suffered from depression, insomnia, and panic attacks, and had to medically withdraw from school. I moved back home to West Texas and almost immediately relocated to Dallas for a temporary stay while my grandmother underwent a stem cell transplant at Medical City. Little did I know that God had intervened in my life by moving me to the Residence Inn right next door to Watermark. God was slowly pulling me to himself, and I didn't even realize it. I discovered that the huge building across the parking lot was not a corporate business, as I had presumed, but a place where God was doing business through his people. I came to Watermark broken and stagnant and heard the gospel differently than I had for the past couple decades. It was a breath of fresh air and began stirring my affections for the Lord as I learned about his character. Grace. He loves me. He's not mad at me. He desires a relationship with me. I am new. I am forgiven. It's not too late. While these truths didn't immediately pull me from the depths of my despair, they were slowly bringing life to me. My bleak days seemed doable as I began journaling and spending time in God's Word. Restoring my soul surely didn't happen overnight, but every day as I chose to make him my source of life, he was hard at work rebuilding me. A few months later, I moved permanently to Dallas and became a member at Watermark. God continued to renew my view of church, God, and his people. I became more involved in church and joined a community group. This time, it was my choice, and it was for the right reasons. I truly thirsted for him and his people. I want to say that everything went up from here, but unfortunately, I found myself buying into another lie from Satan. I began an unhealthy, long-distance relationship and quickly became pregnant out of wedlock. Looking back, I realized that while I was becoming closer to God, I was still a slave to various things, including my need for love and acceptance from men. I knew our relationship was toxic and not God-honoring, but I didn't want my son to grow up in a broken family, so I stayed far longer than I should. I continued to be pulled down lower and lower until I found myself yet again far from God. I felt like I was stuck and had to get married to make amends for my sin. Thankfully, God had other plans. He, through his people, showed me that he has mercy on me and had already forgiven me. He wants me to walk in light and freedom. He showed me that while not in his perfect design, it is okay to be a single parent, and I am no less loved by him by being one. To find true joy and freedom, I'd need to lay it back down at his feet and let him continue what he had started before my detour. Here's when Regen comes in. I knew my life had to change. I knew I was saved, but I also knew I had been unable to break the chains of slavery to certain sins in my life. And if I did not repent and give it to God, I would find myself in a never-ending cycle, and God wants better for his children. I came to Regen completely broken on the first Monday of January 2016. I didn't know what I was looking for or how I was going to change, but I wanted something better for myself and my baby. Through my struggles with depression, God had proven to me that he is trustworthy, powerful, and able to make the impossible possible. Step one, admit, brought so much comfort. Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." This verse reminded me that my struggles are common and that I'm not alone in them. I learned that God is not surprised when we fall short, and he still loves us. I'm still working to fully understand and accept this truth in my heart, but I trust that his word is true. Steps 5 and 6, confess and repent, were life-changing. I had grown up believing that you were supposed to sweep things under the rug and put on a pretty face rather than airing out your dirty laundry. Confessing to my close sisters in Christ sins I never thought I would say out loud, and being met with love, grace, and acceptance was a game changer for me. Learning that true repentance means not trying to clean up my mess and manage my sins, but rather surrender them to God and run to him was another game changer. Having the sweet ladies in my step group to lean on during my pregnancy in fear of custody battles and single parenthood was such a blessing. They pointed me to truth and encouraged me with scripture when I would succumb to fear of the unknown. A peace grew inside of me that I had never known. As my defender and sole source of life, God carried me, fought for me, and tangibly loved me through his people. He continued to show me more of himself and what a surrendered life looks like. While not perfect, my life today is a much fuller life than I could ever imagine. Around me, God has built a community of believers that encourage me, push me, hold me accountable, and point me to Christ. He has put a tribe around me that loves my son and cares for me in my moments of utter exhaustion and defeat as a single parent. God knew I would detour and from that become pregnant out of wedlock, but he uses my circumstances to show a glimpse of his love for me through my immense love for my son. Being a parent has opened my eyes to so many characteristics of God that before I hadn't fully grasped. As I sacrificially and unconditionally love my son, God fills the holes in my understanding of his unconditional love. I watch my son do the same silly things over and over and laugh because I realize that's me. My heavenly Father watches me make silly decisions, fall off the same cliff a million times, and be disobedient, and instead of giving up on me, he pursues me more. He gives me grace and gently points me back to his people who remind me of his truth and his love and let me run beside them as they run towards him. God graciously allowed me to co-lead a group of ladies through the same steps where I found life. He continues to show me over and over how nothing I have or ever will experience is in vain, and that if I let him, he will use it for the good and let my testimony reach others who find themselves in the same rut I was in. He has taken me through numerous tough times, so now when tough times arise, because they will, I know the truth and it sets me free. Romans 5:3-5 says, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. I don't have to live in anxiety, fear, or needing the approval of man, because I have the approval of my heavenly Father who has adopted me into his kingdom. I still fall off track here and there, But I now know, without a shadow of a doubt, that he is the ultimate healer. I know when I choose to lay my life, mess and all, at his feet, he will do nothing less than transform it into a beautiful picture where I can boast in him and his sovereignty. I sit here today as living proof that God transforms lives when we submit to him and his word. I could tell you story after story of God working in my life, but due to time, the one thing I hope you all take away from this is that God restores the broken and offers fullness of life if we just lay it at his feet and surrender. My name is Bailey. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from approval of man. I give God all the glory for restoring me from my brokenness and allowing me to share his good work. Thank you.